USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss border security. That after President Trump tweeted on Wednesday that that group is wasting its time if they're not seriously considering money for a wall or physical barrier. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey tells Fox News he wants negotiations between both parties to work.
These are good negotiators. I think they can come to a consensus. I think we should be affirmative and positive about their work. It would help if the president either said nothing or just was encouraging instead of predicting failure.
At least six people have died due to cold temperatures, which are gripping most of the country. A polar vortex is causing temperatures to be 15 to 25 degrees below zero, with wind chills approaching 60 below zero. This has also canceled hundreds of flights out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hiring by U.S. businesses is still solid. That's according to ADP. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A jobs report out today from ADP and Moody's Analytics. It shows companies adding 213,000 new jobs this month, and that easily beat estimates from analysts of 178,000 new jobs. The services sector benefiting the most, with 145,000 new jobs created.
The polar vortex is putting a halt to mail delivery across at least seven states. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
There will be no mail delivery in Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, portions of Montana, Wisconsin, and a wide area of Illinois as dangerously cold conditions hit parts of the nation. Due to the Arctic outbreak and the concern for the safety of employees, the Postal Service has suspended service.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is still making the media rounds. Well, today he was asked three rapid-fire questions from MSNBC's Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski. Let's take a listen to his answer as to why he believes he's qualified to be president of the United States.
My life experience. People are going to think it's my Starbucks experience. Mm-hmm. It's what I've learned along the way. It's sharing success. It's recognizing that every business decision is not an economic one. And it's an understanding, a real understanding, that somebody has to restore the promise of America. And what qualifies me is that I will be a leader of the country, of all American people, that people will trust and admire because I will understand. I have walked in their shoes. I'm on both sides of the equation.
Schultz then was asked his favorite Republican president in the last 50 years.
I have great respect for Ronald Reagan. This came from the Ronald Reagan Library. The thing I took away from Ronald Reagan, aside from all of the wonderful things he did, that really struck me, especially compared to the current person who is despicable in the Oval Office, Ronald Reagan never took his jacket off in the Oval Office in 8 years. Why? Because of his respect and the dignity of the office.
Final question for Schultz was, how much does an 18-ounce box of Cheerios cost? Take a listen to his response.
An 18-ounce box of Cheerios?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal.
That audio courtesy there from MSNBC's Morning Joe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.